Shalom Aleichem. Coming up soon, it's the Yontif of Chanukah. And we know that when it's Chanukah, we add a special tefillah to our Shemoneh Esrei, to our benching. We add the tefillah of Alah Nisim. We thank Hashem for all the miracles that He gave us, that He did for us over this special time. But it's interesting, if you look in the Nusach, in the Lashon of the Alah Nisim, when we thank Hashem for the Nisim and our Porkin, Val Gvuros, Val Chuos, we say Val HaMilchamos. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Milchamos, for the war, for the battles. What are we thanking Hashem for? Battles? The Jewish people are a people of Shalom, Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. We're people that want to live in peace. We're not looking to fight. Why are we thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the wars? What does that mean? And if it means the victory of the war, we're thanking Hashem for the fact that we were in Matzliach, we won. So then the proper Lashon should have been V'al Nitzchones, the Nitzachon, the fact that we were successful in the war. But the Lashon is V'al Milchamos. We're thanking Hashem for the war. What does that mean? What exactly are we saying? So I'd like to offer a few answers, talk about it a little bit. The Chassam Sofer says like this. The Chassam Sofer in Drashas Chassam Sofer says that in order to be Roy, the Kabel Teva Me Hashem, in order for us to be fitting, to accept good from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we must first go through Yisurin. We must have difficulties. Rav Yeruchim, Mimir, the Meir Mashkiach, he explains this Chassam Sofer doesn't just mean that if there's not a dark time, you can't have light. If there's not a tzara, you can't have Yeshua, you can't have salvation. It doesn't just mean that. It means more. It means that from within the tzara comes the Yeshua. The Yeshua is a bechina, it comes out of the tzara. The pasuk that we say in Halal says, Odcha ki anisani vatehi li Yeshua. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kanisani. So some learning anisani means because you answered us, but it also means because you afflicted us. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for afflicting us, because then vatehi li Yeshua, then we had the ability to have a Yeshua. From the affliction came the Yeshua. What does that mean? From the affliction came the Yeshua? So I'd like to explain it with a story. It's a story I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Yitzchak Noble. He said it over from his Zaydi, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that when Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was a young Rav in Europe, he was looking for a job, and he was very close to the Gadol HaDor at the time, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, the Kovner Rav. And the Kovner Rav arranged that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky would get a job in a certain town. He took a prabha, he was voted in, and this was his job. And it was a very big simcha in the family. They'd have a parnasa, he'd have a job. Meanwhile, there's some people in the town who weren't excited about this young person taking over. So when Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector went on vacation for a little bit, they took the opportunity to bring in a different Rav and put him in and install him as the Rav of the community. And they went behind his back, and they went behind Rav Yaakov's back, and they installed this other person as the Rav. In the Kamenetsky home, when they heard about this, it was like a Tisha B'Av. They lost the job. He lost the Parnasa. It was against the Das Torah of the Gedolim. But they weren't going to start a fight. What can they do? But it was a very, very schwer time in their household. Rav Yaakov goes back to Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector to ask, what should he do now for Parnasa? The only thing that Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector could offer him was, he said, I have a job being a shliach, collecting money for yeshiva, you have to travel to America. Living in Europe, traveling to America meant going away from your family maybe for years at a time. It wasn't something ideal, but that was the only option to make a parnasa. So he took it, and he traveled, came to America. He ended up in Seattle, Washington, where the Rav of the community very much liked, and like speaking in Torah, and liked this Rav, the young Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. And after being there for a little while, the Rav told him, listen, I plan on going on sabbatical next year. I need someone to fill my position for the year. I'd like to offer it to you, to this young Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Okay, Rav Yaakov said he's going to take the job, he needs the parnasa, but then he's going to bring his family over from Europe. He's not going to stay another year in America without his family. So he called for them and he brought all of his wife, his Rebbetzin, his children, brought them all to America. Sure enough, a few years later, Hitler Yimach Shemo comes to power, goes through Europe, kills out all the families, all the yeshivas, most of their cousins, uncles, everyone. But Rav Yaakov, his Rebbetzin, all his children were saved. Why were they saved? because of that person that took the job in that town, which caused Rav Yaakov to have to come to America, he got the job, which then saved his entire mishpacha. That's like an example of this concept of that from the Tzara itself, came the Yeshua. So Zakta Chassam Sefer, that's what we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. Ba'al Mochamos, because the whole Yeshua that came out in the Nes of Hanukkah came from the Mochama itself. It came out of the Mochama. And we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that Mochama. That's one answer I saw. Another answer I saw is from Avigdor Miller. Avigdor Miller Zatzal said that whenever we have a Mochama brings us to Hakaras HaTov, to a higher level of Hakaras HaTov, to Hakaras HaTov of the times that we're at peace. When we fight and when we're at battle, then we think about the fact how much more fortunate we were when we had times where there was shalom, when there was peace in the world, things that we took for granted, so to speak. Lamashal, person breaks his leg. Lo leinu. And then he's walking around on crutches or in a wheelchair for a while, for a few weeks, for a few months. How much happier, how much more Hakaras HaTov does that person have that his legs work normally afterwards? We all have legs. But how much do we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day for legs that work? But you know, when a person can't use them correctly, he has so much more Hakaras HaTov for the simple things. It wasn't so long ago that many of us spent a lot of time in quarantine. A lot of time we couldn't leave our houses. How much more did that give us Hakaras HaTov just for the ability to walk outside, to breathe fresh air, to not feel in danger, you know, for taking a walk with your family? The Hakaras HaTov that came out of that, the Makir Tov for the simple things in life. You know, in my own personal life, I'm going through a tekufa where there's a close family member who's been in and out of hospitals for a few weeks now, a few months. He's sometimes been conscious, sometimes not been conscious. How much more Hakaras HaTov do we have the ability to speak to our parents, to speak to our spouses, to speak to our children, to speak to our siblings? It's not always going to be like that. So from the Mochama, from the dark times, it gives us a recognition that we have to have more Hakaras HaTov for the good times. And that's something to thank Hashem for. Thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for making us realize this, for making us realize that everything that goes on, every good that we have in our life, that we think is just normal, is really something that we owe. We owe tremendous appreciation to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a second answer for why we're thanking Hashem for the Milchamos. A third answer I saw, why we're thanking Hashem for the Milchama, is from the Panovich Rav. The Panovich Rav says like this. He says, Be'ikr, the battle between the Avanim and the Chashmonaim, between the Greeks and the Jews, was not a physical battle. Yes, they had a physical battle, but that wasn't the Ikr. The Ikr was a Ruchnistika battle, a battle between the forces of Tumah and the forces of Kedusha. That's the main battle that took place in Hanukkah, and says the Panovich Rav, that battle will continue until the times of Mashiach. There's ups and downs, but no one will win. No, the Kedusha, the Tumah won't win till the times of Mashiach. That means, even today, we're in midst of that battle. So what are we thanking Hashem for? We're thanking Hashem that we know we're in the middle of a battle. That we recognize we still have to fight. That we have the koach to fight. Look around. Unfortunately, there's a lot of Yidden out there who've given up. They're not fighting this battle between Kedusha and Tumah. And I'm not just talking about the Yidden that are assimilated, lo leinu, right? And they've gone out of the religion. No, even what we would consider religious Jews, but they're just happy with their status quo in life. They're just happy with plateauing, with just being okay with who they are. That's who they are. They're not looking to grow. That's also losing the battle to the forces of Tumah. When it comes to one's ruchnius, person has to continue to strive and get better and get better and get better and get stronger. We turn around and we thank Hashem, thank you. We should know that we're in a battle. We should know that we have to fight. We have the koach that we are fighting. We're not satisfied with just where we are in life. There's a story that one time a Rav came to Rav Shach. He was a Rav in a town up north in Eretz Yisrael. And he came to Rav Shach with a complaint that in his town, some people were upset at him. They were saying he's too much of a stickler for halacha. He's too much of a, you know, from the old ways. Too much caring about the halacha. And they were making his life miserable. And he came to Rav Shach, very upset. His people are fighting him. They're fighting him in his own community. What's he going to do? So Rav Shach used to meet people in this outside room of his apartment. So he tells this Rav, come to me. Come to my bedroom. I want to show you something. Come into my bedroom. He brings him into his bedroom. And he has like a little like table in his bedroom. And he shows him on his table that is a pile of sheets What were these sheets? These were pashkivelian, right? Those things you hang on the walls in Eretz Yisrael, right? All over the place, on phone poles and on the walls. There were a lot with proclamations on them. And he had a pile of sheets, all of which spoke out against Rav Shach. This is what Rav Shach kept on a table in his bedroom. Piles of sheets that people had put up over the years, saying nasty things and coming out to fight against Rav Shach. Rav Shach told this Rav, why do I have these things? I want to let you know something, he said. When people are nifter, so some people have a minot, some people ask that maybe their kisvei kodesh, their chidushei Torah, svarim that they wrote, they should be buried with them. Said Rav Shach, when I pass away, to 120 years, I want these pashkivelian to be buried with me. To show, this is where I fought. I fought that, look who's coming out against me. But that means I fought for Kadosh Baruch Hu. I fought for the forces of Kedusha. And I want these sheets to be buried, to be put in my kever. Because to fight Leman Hashem is a tremendous thing. In the Sfas Emes, in Pasha Shoftim, says on the Pasuk in L'David Hashem Ayri, the Pasuk says, Im Takum Alay Melchama, B'Zois Anivoteach. If the war will become on top of us, will grow on us, B'Zois, meaning Pashup Shat means, in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and His help, B'Zois Anivoteach, I'll be sure of victory because of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Pashup Shat. Says the Sfas Emes a little differently. Im Takum Alay Melchama, if I'll be in a Melchama, and the Melchama will be ongoing, B'Zois, in this fact that I know I'm fighting, in the fact that I know it's a Melchama, Ani Boteach, that's how I know I'm going to be assured of victory. The fact that I know I'm in a battle is how I know for sure I'll be Matzliach in fighting the battle. Chassam Sofer brings a mashal. Says that the wind and the sun were having a discussion, a debate, which one is stronger? Which of the forces of nature are stronger? And they're going back and forth. And finally they decided they're going to do a test. They see a person walking on the road. Person's wearing a coat. And the test was, whoever can make the person take off his coat, whoever can get the coat off the person, that's the stronger force of nature. So the wind goes first. And the wind starts to blow and to blow and to blow stronger and stronger and stronger. But the more and more the wind blew, the person took his coat and he wrapped it himself tighter and tighter and tighter. He didn't take, didn't go off. It didn't blow him off. In fact, he wrapped himself tighter in that coat. After a while, the wind gave up. It was unsuccessful. Comes the sun, it's his turn, and the sun says, watch. The sun just shines very brightly in the sky, gets very hot out, and voluntarily the person takes off his coat. Didn't have to do anything. Didn't have to blow it off. Didn't have to make it come off. On his own, he took it off. Said the Chassam Sofer, it's the same thing. When the Yidden are in Golus, and we're living our lives, and there's the wind around us, so a frum yid takes the Torah and mitzvahs and he wraps himself in it. And he wraps himself, and the more the wind blows against us, the more you wrap yourself in it. Torah and mitzvahs, that's our protection. But when there's the sun, when there's the warmth of the sun, when there's no melchama, there's no understanding that there's a battle out there, we think everything's warm and good and happy and friendly, that's when we voluntarily take off our coat, our Torah and mitzvahs. There's a thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu because we know and we are continuously fighting the melchama against the forces of Tumah. And Zakta Panovich Rav, that's what we're thanking Hashem for when it comes to the Alan Nisim. Speaking to B'nai Torah, alumni of the famous yeshiva, the fantastic yeshiva, wherever you are in life, wherever stage you're holding, remember to fight. Remember to fight the fight. Don't give in. Don't plateau. Don't be satisfied with who you are. Get starker. Be a loichim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be a loichim for the forces of Kedusha. Be a loichim for yourself to keep going. Just one more message for the beautiful alumni, the yeshiva. There's a story. Gedusha Salevi with the Berditchever. He's one time walking with a few of his chassidim, his talmidim, in the streets. And a klemer walks by, a priest walks by. And the priest was a very large man, a very, very large man. And after he walks by, the Kedusha Levi turns to his talmidim, his chassidim, and he says to him, I don't understand. How can a guy be so satisfied, get so big and so satiated in this world, and he's never even once experienced the simcha of lighting Ner Chanukah? So real Kashi said, I don't understand, right? What was the Baditchever saying? This physical simcha, this physical satiation, but none of that compares to Ruchnius satiation. The simcha of doing a mitzvah, the simcha of Ner Chanukah, that's what makes a person big. You know, we think over the Yontif of Chanukah that we get bigger and we swell and we gain weight because of all the latkes and the donuts that we eat. And the latkes are fantastic and the donuts are fantastic. But that's not what's going on. If a person's doing the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah the right way, and he looks forward to it, and he can't wait to do it, and he understands what's it about, the simcha of doing the mitzvah, the simcha of what it reminds us, that should swell us with pride. That should swell us with such a happiness, with such a satiation. Give a bracha to all the alumni of the yeshiva, that you should experience that simcha this year. When you light the Ner Chanukah, feel the simcha of the Yontif. It should be a freilich in Chanukah. It should be a lichtig in Chanukah. Remember the message of the Al Nisim. Remember the fight against the forces of Tumah. Remember to experience the Simcha of the Yontif and take that with you for a long winter's man this year. It's an Adar Sheni, right? And use it to continue to motivate yourself and to grow. A good Yontif to all.